Good morning. It is Sunday, December 22nd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
Joining us now is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Eep.
What? 3 days before Christmas? Uh-huh.
Was that a little bit of panic there?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a lot of panic.
Okay.
3 shopping days.
Oh, yeah. I got stuff to do. Let's talk fast. Okay. This time of year, What's Up always does a top 10 stories of the year.
Right. Arts and entertainment related.
Exactly. And so on Friday, we counted down 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that today. And then next Friday, we will do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
So number 10 is the recovery of the Passion Play.
It was all but gone.
And that was at the end of the year in 2012. The final show of the 2012 season was almost the final show ever. And they managed to come up with $75,000 to pay interest on some loans. And we're back in business for 2013.
And how is their health now? Do we know?
Their health is wonderful, they say. They have plans for the new year that includes the Jerusalem Marketplace, which they're calling an interactive exhibit like Silver Dollar City in Bible days.
Okay.
And they will also have more and larger gospel concerts starting next summer and ways for the audience to participate in the Passion Play.
Like a walk-on roll or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll
Stay
find
tuned.
Out.
Okay.
Opening night is May 2nd, 2014, so we'll find out.
Okay.
Our number 9 story is transitions.
Into
people
what?
Who came and went.
Oh, okay.
John Burroughs replacing Gabe Bland after 22 years
right.
at the Rogers Historical Museum.
Forgot right. about that one.
And Michael Rea replacing Andy Gibbs.
Yes, at the drama department.
Chairman of the drama department at the university. Rod Bigelow replacing Don Bocciagalupi.
Right.
Kind of. Don Bocciagalupi moved up into a newly created position at Crystal Bridges. And Barb Putman taking over as executive director of the Community Creative Center.
That's right. And then Jim Swigert, late in the year.
Just found that out,
right.
that he's retiring from Opera in the Ozarks.
Right.
So, number 8 is the Fort Smith Symphony turns 90.
Yeah, so they don't look a season over 70.
They really don't. Number 7 is the great mud apocalypse of Wakarusa.
I did not participate in that this year.
They had 20,000 plus participants, more than 100 bands, and ended up with 600 to 800 tents abandoned where they fell.
It looked like a mess.
Where they were blown
pictures.
In two, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
And mud and a tornado in the area. And
shoes stuck in the mud, too. I think they found a lot of shoes afterward.
And then they had to recover and do the Country Music Festival in like 2 weeks.
And wasn't the weather for that just like spot on, beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I think it was less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
1 week.
Yeah.
And number 6 is the debut of the Stieglitz Collection at Crystal Bridges.
Yes, highly anticipated and still ongoing.
I still haven't made it.
I haven't either. Mm. But I'm going to go over the holidays because there's lots of fun stuff. I talked to Nikki Stewart about it, and mm-hmm. there's lots of fun ways to look at it. Not just as it's this amazing collection that is finally here, but in relationship to the things permanently at Crystal Bridges.
And it's a bridge between a couple of art eras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was part of the modern art explosion that happened 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And between Europe and America.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's been a big year for Crystal Bridges. You'll see them again in the top 5 when mm-hmm. we talk on the 27th.
Okay, very good.
And now I think there's something I have to remember to say. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
I gotta go now.
This is the last time we will talk to you until after Christmas.
No, we'll talk on Monday.
Well, you and Christina will.
Okay.
I won't talk to you then. So
okay.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going to tell you right now, Merry Christmas.
All right, then.
Okay, very good.
And Happy New Year.
And all of that, all of
Feliz
it.
Feliz Navidad, and I've got to go shopping.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.